From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, September 9th. This November, California voters will decide on Proposition 50 and whether the state's district maps are redrawn. Those maps decide which areas of the state vote for which member of the U.S. House of Representatives. If passed, the new maps would significantly change the borders of District 1, shifting the district south to pick up Santa Rosa and other North Bay areas, while losing Republican strongholds like Redding and Yuba City. Butte County would remain in District 1. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with residents there about what they think of the proposed maps.
California's redistricting effort comes in response to Texas, which passed new district maps into law last month. Usually, congressional maps are updated every 10 years after the U.S. Census. Outside the grocery outlet in Paradise, residents' feelings were mixed. Many said they don't know enough about the issue to be interviewed, but said they disapproved anyway. Paradise resident Joy Kremen says changing the maps would make her feel powerless.
I almost feel like my vote doesn't count if I'm in the wrong area.
Others were in support of the proposed maps. Some said they'd vote for them, even though they disagreed with early redistricting on principle.
It's a hot mess.
That's Paradise resident Isabel Johnson. She says she'll vote for the new maps, even if she ultimately wished they could stay as they are.
It's just getting out of control. I mean, Texas, you know, put the stick in the spoke, and now, you know, it's a chain reaction.
California Republicans have opposed the proposition and are urging their constituents to vote against it. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, Glenn County is about to lose its only hospital. Federal regulators revoked Glenn Medical Center's critical access designation, cutting off key Medicare funding. Now, NSPR's Eric Adams reports residents are worried about what comes next.
Kids leap, sprint, and tackle each other to the ground at a youth football practice in Willows. It's a rough sport, and injuries happen, but help is close by. Glenn Medical's emergency room is about half a mile away. Soon, that won't be the case. The hospital is closing next month, taking with it the county's only emergency room. Residents will soon have to drive more than 30 miles to Colusa or Chico for life-saving treatment. Casey Mesa is a parent of two kids on the team. She says she's already seen how important the ER can be.
So that would be like, really scary if something like serious were to happen during sports, like if they were to get like a head injury or even like knee. Like we had an athlete the other day, like their knee like popped out and they had to go to the hospital. So luckily the hospital emergency room here was open at that time.
That same access was critical for Orlin resident Betty Espino. She brought her daughter to the emergency room after she was severely dehydrated and spoke to NSPR in Spanish.
This hospital is the closest one, and I like it because they provide very good care and are very kind. I wouldn't like it if they closed because we need it.
Glenn Medical is set to close October 21st, but hospital officials say resignations are already underway, raising the possibility it could close even sooner. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And suspected golden mussels were spotted at Lake Oroville last week. Boat inspectors found what they believed to be invasive mussels on a pontoon boat. The State Department of Water Resources says the boat was previously moored at the Pittsburgh Marina and had been power washed before getting to Oroville. It was prevented from launching and has been quarantined. It won't be allowed to launch until the California Department of Fish and Wildlife confirms it's free of mussels. Boat inspections at the lake were launched after mussels were discovered in the port of Stockton in October 2024. If the mussels got into the water, they could impact the state's water delivery system. Also, California State Parks wants to hear from the community about the future of Bidwell Mansion. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The historic landmark was destroyed in an arson fire last year. Now the Reimagine Bidwell Mansion State Historic Park Initiative is asking residents, the Machupta tribe, and other stakeholders about what should come next. Should the mansion be rebuilt? Should a visitor center take its place? Or should the grounds be redeveloped in another way? The feedback, along with feasibility studies, will help shape a vision plan for the site's future. State Parks has created a website where the public can follow updates, get involved with the process, and even share memories of the mansion. Find a link at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
Additionally, Butte County planning officials are asking for residents' feedback on possible land use and development opportunities in unincorporated areas. Those might include home businesses, short-term rentals, or recreational camping. Information gathered by the survey will be used by planners in making zoning decisions. The aim is to create opportunities for home-based employment and to promote tourism. Officials will also be on hand to administer surveys at the Salmon Festival later this month in downtown Oroville. Find a link to the survey at mynspr.org. And finally, it's been almost a decade since California revamped its K-12 science curriculum and made it more hands-on. But two-thirds of students still don't meet the standard. According to CalMatters, since the state started testing students on the new standards in 2019, scores have stagnated. Part of the blame goes to pandemic school closures, which set back achievements for science because the new curriculum centers on hands-on projects. There was also no accountability. For the first few years of testing, the scores weren't posted on the state's dashboard, which is the primary means of publicizing students' academic performance. And the state didn't invest in teacher training until 2023. Districts use their own funds or grants to pay for teacher training, but by fall 2020, at least 30 to 40% of teachers were still untrained. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, September 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.